Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. And joining us now is Martin Dagenais, the head coach and general manager of the Ottawa Junior A Senators of the CCHL. Martin, congrats on the team's success so far and welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys.
Martin, you're in the home stretch here for the regular season. The Senators are a lock to win the Yzerman division heading into this season. Some might have thought it would have been a different story since you lost your top five scorers. What's been the key to your team's success this season thus far?
I think it's very similar to the last 2 years. I think we have a lot of depth up front on the back end and against solid goaltending with Ian Andriano and Nick Campbell. So, production comes from all four lines, and even though we lost our captain, Jeff Lawson, on the back end for 3-4 months, some younger defensemen were able to step in and, you know, I guess play a bigger role early on. And I think they've improved a lot because of that. And, you know, it's going to give them that experience that they're going to need come playoff time. So, you know, basically we don't have a lot of superstars on our team. It's just a combined team effort. And I think that's why we've been successful this year and the last 2 years.
Now, on the international stage, you were an assistant coach for Team Canada East at this year's World Junior A Challenge in Bonnyville. How much do you enjoy that part of that experience for you?
It was a great experience. Obviously, coming in, it was my first time working with Hockey Canada, so wasn't too sure what to expect. But, you know, working with different coaches from different leagues, starting at the training camp, the tryouts in Toronto, and then moving on with the actual staff to Bonnyville, Alberta. I think you learn a lot. You got to be able to listen and take what's being said by different coaches. And overall, just working with Jason Clark from Carleton Place, Marc Lafleur from Kirkland Lake, and Jeff Flanagan from the Milton Ice Hawks, it was a great experience, to be honest.
Right on. Now, you were also the head coach for Team East in this year's CJHL Prospects game that was held in Cornwall. That must have been pretty fun, having the opportunity to not only coach, but to also sit back and watch some of the best talent in the CCHL.
Yeah, obviously during that game, you don't do a lot of coaching. You know, you try to implement a bit of structure, and you know, you want to make sure the boys are having fun, that they're keeping their shifts short, and obviously that they're working hard, but there's so many scouts in the stands that, you know, they're going to work hard to try and impress them. So it was a great experience once again, you know, working with, again, different coaches and former players like Jesse Winchester and Chad Kilger, who were former Cornwall Colts player. But an event that was well organized. And for me as a coach, it's a great experience once again.
We're in conversation with Martin Dagenais, the head coach and general manager of the Ottawa Junior A Senators. For your team now, moving on to the Fred Page Cup, followed by the RBC Cup, are the obvious goals. What does your team need to do to keep playing hockey into the late spring?
Well, it's, you know, we've, I think we're going to secure the second or third seed in the next few weeks. So, you know, Home Ice Advantage in the first round is given to us right now. And I think finishing second would give us Home Ice in the second round, hopefully, if we get there, and that's the goal. And at the end, it's just to get better with, you know, every playoff series. And we lost in 7 games to Carleton Place last season. So obviously the goal this year is to win it all, but we know it's not going to be easy, whether it's Carleton Place, Cornwall, Kentville. Oxbury has a very good team. Even Brockville and Cumberland. There's a lot of teams in the mix right now playing good hockey. So yeah, the goal is just to take it one series at a time. Once we get there, I know the boys are excited. There's 10 games left right now in regular season, and it's tough to motivate them. I think they want to get, you know, they want to get it on with the playoffs, and I don't blame them. I think I'm a bit the same, but at the same time, there's things that we need to work on to make sure we're ready to go come mid-March, and that's what we're working on right now.
Now, before we let you go, there's also some news. The Senators have been named the host of the 2018 Fred Page Cup. How important would it be to gain some experience there this year, knowing you have a buy into that tournament next year?
I think it's huge, and the tournament is not too far. It's in Terrebonne, Quebec, which is less than 2 hours away from Ottawa. So, like I said earlier on, we know the path to get there. It's not going to be easy. Just having to play Carleton Place at one point in the playoffs is hard enough. But like I mentioned, there's a lot of good teams in our league, but for sure we could use that experience. I think it'd be a big help for us next season, even though we're going to lose again. you know, probably 8 to 10 players. I think for the guys that go there, you know, they're going to be better players because of that next year.
Well, Martin, certainly an exciting time of year. Thanks so much for joining us today, and good luck the rest of the year.
All right, thanks.
That was Martin Dagenet, the head coach and general manager of the Ottawa Junior A Senators of the CCHL. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.